The Comic Source presents the Top Cow Chronology Project. All right, everybody, thanks for joining me for continuing coverage of Free Comic Book Day 2015 from The Comic Source. In part two, I'm going to talk a little bit about the parking lot comic book festival put on by Drawn to Comics in Glendale, Arizona. So it's really a great event put on by Ken and Susan, the owners of Drawn to Comics. They had behind their store a big parking lot at the American Legion Hall, and they had tents set up out there. There was a lot of artists. They had some Power Rangers there. They had cosplayers there. They had a huge line when I got there. It was about 10 till 9 when they started to let people in to get their free books. It was a great time. There was a lot of kids, a lot of families. It was pretty warm, but it didn't really seem to keep people away. There were a few vendors there from different restaurants downtown Glendale handing out free water. So that was really cool. And then about half a block away at the regular store, also packed customers. I saw quite a few customers going in and taking advantage of the 25% off, taking the opportunity to get all the books out of their pull boxes. Saw a lot of toys being sold, prints, posters, just a really, really great shop. I can't say enough about what a great shop Ken and Susan run. Great selection of back issues, huge selection of current comics, probably one of the biggest I've ever seen. I mean, they carry just about everything that comes out every month from Diamond. And as I said, a good collection of toys, a lot of variants, just a really, really good shop. And Ken and Susan are super friendly, so I highly recommend going to check out their shop. So had a chance to talk to a few people in line. Christian, who was pretty much first in line, was pretty enthusiastic, and he was telling me about an Instagram account he has where he does kind of a comic book cover Monday. So I'm going to have that information for you guys on an upcoming episode. From what he says, he has about 600 followers, so sounds like it's pretty cool from what he was describing to me. So I'll be sure and get you guys some more info about that. I also talked to a few families. Talked to a few female readers, so we finish up at the end with an interview with Ken. So if you're a regular at Drawn to Comics and that's how you found this podcast, feel free to go back and listen to some previous episodes. Leave some feedback on our website, thecomicsourceblog.com. You can send me an email at thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com or find me on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. We're also on Facebook. Just do a search for The Comic Source. That's us. So thanks, everybody, for listening. I'm going to play all the interviews back-to-back, and be sure to listen to part three of The Comic Source coverage of Free Comic Book Day, where I visit the ACME, which is the Arizona Comic Mini Expo, which was held at Samurai Comics in Mesa. All right, I'm going to play the interviews for you now, so enjoy, and I'll talk to you next time. All right, this is Jace from The Comic Source. I'm here with Christian from Peoria, and we're out here at the Comic Festival for Free Comic Book Day, sponsored by Drawn to Comics in Glendale. So, Christian, have you been a comic fan your whole life?
I have. I mean, that's how I started reading. I was about 3 years old, and I would just look at the pictures. I wouldn't read the words, and then over time, I wanted to see what they were actually talking about and stuff like that. So over time, I just started to read them. And
cool. And you're pretty much first in line here, and the line is long.
Yeah.
What time did you get here to be first?
I got here about 8 o'clock.
Right on. Yeah. That's not too bad.
Yeah, not too early.
Hasn't got too hot yet.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. And are you a Marvel guy or DC?
Honestly, oldies guy, I say Marvel. But for current stuff, probably DC.
Okay. Ever since the New 52, you've been enjoying?
Probably the New 52, yeah. Lately, not so much. I'm more of an Image guy right now.
Okay, yeah. Image Independence. Comics. Definitely seems to be a golden age for Independence right now.
For sure. For sure.
Did you go see Avengers last night?
You know what? I didn't. I'm trying to avoid spoilers right now.
Okay.
I hear a lot of people online talking about it.
Yeah, good thing you're way up in front.
Yeah. I'm hoping to go probably tomorrow.
Okay. And what books are you looking forward to picking up today?
Convergence and Secret Wars.
Okay. Yeah. Divergence, right?
Or I'm sorry, yeah, Divergence.
And Secret Wars. Those seem to be the big two. Also, yeah. I was at the Jesse James Midnight one last night. Secret Wars was the first one to run out. Fight Club was the second.
Fight Club, really?
Fight Club, yeah.
Awesome. So. Yeah, I heard Divergence has a big reveal for Batman for his future.
Yes, that's so true. You try to avoid spoilers because it's kind of already been online.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying not fight.
Okay. Well, then in about 2 or 3 hours, I'd say you're in for a big surprise.
Really?
Yeah.
So you know what's happening already?
I do.
All right.
All right, Christian, thanks for your time.
Of course.
All right, this is Jace from the Comic Source. I'm here with Sean from Glendale. Is this your local shop here, Drawn to Comics?
It sure is.
Yeah, it's a great shop.
Yeah, it's
Ken
great.
Ken and Susan are super friendly. It's one of the best things about coming to a shop when somebody knows your name. Hey, how's it going? Kind of like walking into Shears, right?
They know me by name every time I come in, and they always put on these fantastic events like today, and every year it gets bigger and bigger and better and better, and I really don't know how they ever top themselves, but they always do.
How many years have you been coming to Free Comic Book Day that they've been putting on?
This is year 3 or 4 now.
For you, yeah.
Yeah, for me, yeah.
Awesome, and you're here with your little one?
Yes, yeah, so I'm here with my daughter.
Is she into comics already?
Nope.
You gotta hook them while they're young, man.
I'm trying. She's into My Little Pony, and that's about it.
Oh, my daughter she's 3. She just discovered My Little Pony this week. So yeah, she's already got a couple My Little Pony comics, and she actually cried during an episode yesterday because one of the ponies started crying. We were like, me and her mom were like, "What's wrong?" Because the ponies were crying, she was crying. It's crazy. It's crazy. So, what books are you looking forward to picking up today?
The TMNT, kind of. Whatever the title is, but right. It all culminates and leads up to everything. I'm really looking forward to that one. The Avengers book, the SpongeBob one is what she wants.
Okay.
As well as a couple of the other ones. I'm actually interested to see the Sonic and the Mega Man crossover because I've been a big Mega Man fan forever. So yeah. That would be fun to see as well.
And a big Turtle fan, grew up with the Turtles.
I grew up with the Turtles.
And the movies.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right on.
Well, the older movies.
Well, at least you guys have a little bit of shade here. This line's getting long.
Yeah. Hoping they open the door soon and we can go in and enjoy the festivities.
Yeah, well, have a great day. Thanks for taking some time.
Yeah, thanks, man.
All right, this is Jace from the Comic Source. I'm here with Jason from Glendale. Is this your local shop here, Drawn to Comics?
No, actually, we're up a little further north, but we thought we'd try and we heard there was an event going on.
Okay. So. Do you normally read comics?
Yeah.
Okay, and your son?
Yeah,
he's big time. How old is he?
He's 12.
12, hooked up with the video game.
Yep.
Nice little spot in the shade.
Yeah.
Long line here. So, what books are you looking forward to picking up today?
We're looking to see some of the new stuff, and then I wanted to pick up like the new Star Trek.
Okay.
I'm big into Star Trek, yeah, and they have a new series.
Are you a Marvel guy or DC?
Mostly Marvel, but I do like a little bit of Batman.
Okay. That's a popular answer, actually.
Yeah.
So have you guys gone to see the new Avengers movie yet?
Tomorrow,
okay.
We got tickets ready to go.
So family outing today at Free Comic Book Day and family outing tomorrow at the movies.
That's right. Yep. It's a geeky weekend.
Geek weekend, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. It's awesome, and it's great to see the younger generation. Has he been reading comics pretty much ever since he could read?
Yes.
Mostly, yeah. Yeah. He's really starting to get into different types right now. He's really into the Deadpool.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of great titles from Marvel. There's a lot of great titles from DC, but there's something to be said for independence. There's probably more great independence now than ever
I'm
in my lifetime.
I'm into IDW right now.
Oh, IDW's got some really good stuff.
Yeah.
What do I read from IDW? Suicide Risk.
Oh, okay.
Pop Drama.
Okay.
It's a pretty good one.
Galaxy Quest. And
oh, that's right.
It's a new one. And then
I saw that. I didn't check it out. Is it pretty good?
Yeah, it's good. And then Infinite Loop is a new one that they just put out. It's kind of like Warehouse 13 time travel.
Oh.
So.
Always a sucker for time travel.
Yeah, me too. their first edition's out right now.
Is that what you're looking forward to picking up? The Doctor Who free comic from Titan Books?
Yes.
Okay, great. You know, as big of a nerd as I am, I do my own podcast. I do my own YouTube channel. I've actually never seen an episode of Doctor Who.
Really?
I know. Don't hit me over the head or anything.
Personally, I started with 9, and it's hard to go back, but 9 and forward.
Well, I remember when I was a kid seeing it on like PBS, and so I always thought, oh, this must be a fuddy-duddy show, but I've heard great things.
Thanks.
But I'm so busy reading comics and producing my show, I don't really have too much extra time.
Oh,
so.
Here
you want a sticker, man?
Yeah, I started back in the day when it was number 4.
Yeah.
Tom Baker.
Okay. So you've stuck with it ever since?
Sort of on and off.
On and off.
Yeah. And it really started hitting when number 9 came back and really started it all back up.
Great. And
we met couple of them at FanFest.
Oh, cool. So, are you planning on attending the Phoenix Comic Con at the end of the month?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'll be there.
That's awesome. Look at this beautiful geek family. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Great to see.
We're going to do full-on cosplay with, we're going to do T2.
Okay.
So he'll be a Terminator. The little one will be a Terminator. We've got another one that'll be a Terminator.
The T-1000.
And I'll be Sarah.
Yep. Okay. So they're all going to be chasing you around the con.
I don't know if they're with me or against me, but we'll all be there.
Great. That sounds awesome. Maybe I'll run into you there and take some pictures and talk a little more.
That's my other one.
Yeah.
So, my first year cosplaying, so we're hitting it big this year.
Sounds great. Well, enjoy your day. Thanks a lot for taking the time. All right, this is Jace from The Comic Source. I'm here with Daniela from Avondale. We're at Drawn to Comics in Glendale, Arizona. You've been to the shop before?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, this is your normal local shop that you come to?
Yeah, I even have a box here.
Wow, so you took the opportunity for Comic Book Day to clean out your box.
Yeah, actually, I didn't know it was 25%. I kind of just, you know, went with it.
Wow,
just
that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
It's a great shop, huh?
I love it.
Yeah, Ken and Susan, really friendly.
Yeah.
So how long have you been reading comics?
Since I was 8.
Since you were 8.
Yeah,
and what got you into them in the first place?
Spider-Man.
The cartoon?
Yes.
Or the movie?
Cartoon. I love
cartoon.
Him.
Yeah.
He's my favorite.
So you're a Marvel zombie, would you say? Or do you read DC too?
I read both. I'm actually reading Convergence right now.
Okay. And how are you enjoying that?
I like it. I actually like better than the Secret Wars.
Yeah. So 8 years, you kind of got in before the whole trend toward diversity and trying to get more female readers. Have you noticed that there's more female readers now than when you first started?
Yeah, I think the movies have a lot to do with it.
Yeah?
Yeah. But, you know, no hate.
So you let everybody know that you read comics and...
No. If they ask me, I'll tell them, but, yeah. You know, I'm not going to brag about it.
No, you don't wear superhero t-shirts?
Oh, no, I do. I do that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. I like superhero shirts.
Okay, have you gone to see the new Avengers movie yet?
I have.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, of course it's not going to be exactly like the comics, but, you know, you expect that now.
Yeah. So what's your favorite title that's coming out right now, you think?
For movies or comics?
Comics.
Probably Convergence.
Yeah?
Yeah. Enjoying it.
Are you familiar with a lot of the worlds that you're reading about in Convergence? The DC past? I mean,
some of them, like the vampire ones, Kingman, Red Sun. I know some of them. Not all of them. I mean, it would be hard to, but...
And what DC titles do you read on a regular basis? As she looks through her pull box to see.
Mostly Batman.
Batman? Okay.
I read, like, Batman and Robin.
That's a popular answer.
Yeah.
Okay. And Marvel titles? Do you have any... normal Marvel titles?
Anything Spider-Man. X-Men, Spider-Man the Inhumans, Amazing Spider-Man, Superior Spider-Man.
Okay, and there's also tons of great independent books out nowadays.
Yeah.
Any of those that you're picking up?
Yeah, I'm reading, like, Birthright.
Okay.
I'm reading Jupiter's Legacy. That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah, Mark Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. And Birthright, Josh Williamson, right?
I think so.
Yeah. I went to the panel for Skybound at San Diego Comic Con last year, and he was talking
cool.
about. So I kind of know the premise. I haven't read it myself. So the kid's kidnapped, taken to another world, finds out it's his destiny to, like, save the world.
Yeah,
right?
He's not really kidnapped. He's more like he got lost.
Okay.
And then the children in the forest kind of save him.
Okay.
And then, yeah, he finds out it's his destiny to save the world.
Cool. So you'd recommend it?
Yeah, I really would.
Cool. I might have to check it out. Well, thanks for your time, Daniela.
No problem.
All right, this is Jace from The Comic Source here with Ken from Drawn to Comics. Awesome event, Ken. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you have going on for Free Comic Book Day?
Well, thank you for having me on, Jace, dude. Yeah, it's the 2015 May 2nd Free Comic Day and around the world. And as you can say, not just here at Drama Comics down here in downtown Glendale, but all around the world, free comics are being handed out in every local comic shop around the world. I want to say around the country, around different countries, but it's actually everywhere there's a comic shop, it's Free Comic Day. We do try to do something that's pretty awesome in the community. We've got great support from our community, and each year we get bigger. This year we're doing a parking lot festival. American Legion lent us their parking lot this year, and we have over 30 vendors out here, besides 52 different free comics to hand out. We have 17 artists. Out of those 30 vendors, 17 of them are artists. We have 4 water stations out here, people handing out water. We even got 2 Power Rangers out here, too, with the grace of Comic Care helping us make a connection this year with the Power Rangers.
So, wow, that's awesome.
You know, Steve Cardenas and Danny Slavin made their way out. I mean, Danny lives locally. Steve came in from L.A. and became part of the event. It's outstanding amount of people. I mean, we're expecting close to 2,000 people this year.
Wow.
And it's all day long here. We're from 9 a.m. to noon out here. But then inside the store from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., we're doing 25% off everything in the store except consignment. and it's just a day to come celebrate comic books.
Yeah, a lot of kids
really
out here.
We're really honored to be part of this.
A lot of kids, which is real good to see, the new generation.
Dude, that's the future of comics. I mean, shoot, I've loved comics since I was a kid, and I hope that other kids get into it the same way I did, because you can see how much fun it can become being a comic fan.
Cool, and it must
stuff
be...
Stuff like this is out. Never expected when I was 10 years old to be doing stuff like this in the community, because I love comic books just as much as everybody else.
It must be gratifying to see such a big turnout, too.
Oh, man, it's outstanding. I said, too, it's like, it's more community than I think it's us.
Right.
And I said, too, like, that the creators that are out there creating comics, actually, you know, Marvel and Disney and Fox and DC and Warner Brothers getting behind all of these characters and theaters. Like, Avengers came out yesterday. I mean, I heard it's been sold out for everybody that's been coming through. And when Avengers are now mainstream culture, that's all we can say is thank you to the people that are reading the characters and believing in them and, you know, growing with us as it happens. And
yeah, well, as a young comic reader,
can't thank everybody enough.
As a young comic reader, I got to tell you, I never thought I'd see that day come.
Oh, man, I never thought it would either. I mean, I said, too, watching Spider-Man back in the 70s, knock on some kind of wood that, you know, I'm not supposed to know how old I am yet, but still feel 21, but I've seen a lot of it. So it's a lot of fun to see a lot of the changes, you know, from Spider-Man with web shooters on the outside of the costume to Tobey Maguire to Andrew Garfield. Who would have thought we'd have had three different actors playing Spider-Man?
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, and it's fun to see that Batman, same thing too. It's like Batman was, I think, the person that really opened up all the doors. I mean, Superman did in the 70s, but you know what Michael Keaton and, oh my gosh, Tim Burton did with Batman.
It doesn't have
outstanding
to
way to get comics that first step into mainstream culture. And it was a lot of fun to be part of that since 1989 on forward here.
That's true. Well, it's thanks for taking some time, Ken.
No problem.
Enjoy the event you've created here.
Oh, thank you.
Because I know probably starting tomorrow you're going to have to start brainstorming what's going to do for next. Because I was talking to somebody in line and they're, wow, it gets bigger and bigger every year. I don't know what Ken's going to do to top this next year.
It's kind of
No pressure.
For sure. It's a lot of fun, and I said too, it's like that.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I said too, as long as people enjoy it, that's all. That's all I can ask.
Great. Cool.